Devotees and good morning.
Hare Krishna, 亲爱的奉献者们，大家早上好。
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Sarasati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Pashtitya Desha Tarine Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhi Evacha Titanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Shivasadi Gau Bhaktivinoda, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we're continuing in our interviews of different devotees.
我们继续来进行我们的书籍是基础系列访谈节目。近期呢，我们都在采访不同的奉献者。
And this morning we are interviewing Lakshmana Mataji from Shanghai.
今天早上我们邀请到的是来自于上海的 Lakshmana Mataji.
She's been quite active in distributing Prabhupada's books.
在派发书圣帕帕的书籍方面 ，Lakshmana Mataji 一直都非常的活跃。
So at some point in the conversation, in the interview, we will ask her to share the techniques that she's come across to distribute Prabhupada's books.
那今天在采访的过程当中，我们也会请 Lakshmana Mataji 跟我们分享一下她所尝试过的，她所使用的。派发圣帕帕的书籍的一些技巧或者渠道。
So first of all, Lakshmana Mataji, we want to ask, how you were first introduced to Krishna consciousness.
Lakshmana Mataji, 首先想问您的是，您能不能分享一下您是怎么样来进入 Krishna 之觉的
？Hare Krishna, 顶拜 Maharaj, 顶拜所有的Vaishnava 的奉献者，很高兴今天能够。在这个平台有声音的方式跟大家联谊关于就是说我怎么成为奉献者的呢也是在我大学刚毕业的时候吧，那时候呢正好是气功盛行的时候那时候呢我就是对这方面就是很感兴趣但是呢就是加入了很多这种气功班啊，一直没有觉得不满足，因为只是停留在治疗疾病啊，或者获取一些神秘力量，这个是好像不是我所追求的。一直到呢，去参加了一个藏密宫的一个就是培训班，没有想到在那里碰到了一个奉献者，那个藏密宫的老师呢，因为正好也是看到。他在当中休息的时候看到那个奉献者手上戴了个手表，上面有帕帕的头像那个奉献者恰巧就坐在我的旁边那个藏密宫的老师呢，他就在那里呢就是用了半个小时荣耀了帕帕，说帕帕怎么伟大。我就心里就是非常的好奇，因为我这个藏密宫老师是我接触的所有的气功老师最让我觉得钦佩的虽然说这个修习的方法离我觉得太遥远，因为我觉得不可能通过一些培训班我能够得到怎么样的一个收获，但是呢他身上的那种品质就洁净啊谦卑的品质就让我非常的尊重他这么去荣耀圣帕布帕我就非常的好奇，我就问旁边的奉献者帕帕是谁啊，是怎样的人啊。然后第二天那个藏密宫老师又开始讲述《薄伽梵歌》里面的一些内容讲了自然三形态什么的，当然我没有听明白，但是呢我也对了就是这个《薄伽梵歌》对那个圣帕布帕就产生了一个兴趣然后呢那个旁边的那个奉献者就跟我说下次有这样的老师来我叫你我们就就是留了那个联系的方式大概有大半年之后有一天这个奉献者突然跟我联系了说什么地方有这样的一个聚会欢迎你过来， 那我就去了。我印象很深，那个是在就是上海的华东师范大学，那是一个圣地啊，出来了好几个奉献者。是在一个留学生的一个宿舍里面，很小的房间。我清楚地记得一共有18个人。然后那天我们在里面就是唱诵派发普沙的有讲课。就是那个房间里面古柏齐鸣，然后18个人挤在一起唱诵。当我走出来的时候，走出那个房间的时候，回去的时候，我就耳朵旁边全部萦绕，就是缭绕着那个圣灵的声音呢。然后当时呢，就是在讲课的时候呢，引经据典嘛，老师在那里讲述了一些这方面的就是科什那知觉的一些基本的一些概念。然后呢，我当时就提问了一个问题，我说老师，你刚才在讲课当中提到了什么薄伽梵歌、薄伽瓦盘，那是什么呀？这是我接触科什那知觉提的第一个问题。然后老师说很好的问题，那就给我们简单的解释了一下，当然我还是不明白。等到就是离开的时候，他们就是奉献者就给了我们一人一扎书，扎好的四本小的书。然后呢，我心里想，哎呀，他们太客气了，有吃有讲课，然后临走还送我们书啊。然后呢，我就说，哎呀，谢谢啊。然后他跟我们说24块钱，然后说原来要付钱呢，好的好的，那就付钱吧。四本书就是我们最一开始的时候的小书，再回来生命来自生命、瑜伽飞行和新世纪瑜伽。这是我就是第一次拿到了有关于科什那知觉的书。好了。这是我的第一个回答。
谢谢马德西。那我简单来总结一下，让咕噜也知道您在说什么。
Very briefly.
Yes, upon graduation, Lakshmana Madhaji got interested in Qigong. He joined the Qigong training courses and she found out that they were just teaching some healing processes.And mystic power. So she got lost interest in that. Later on, she was introduced to join another spiritual practice group. And in that group, the master, the teacher, glorified Srila Prabhupada before giving the class. And during the class, he also spoke about Bhagavad Gita. By the way, another devotee was present. And then after that, the devotee,introduced her to join a program in a university in Shanghai. In that program, after the program, they had a kirtan, and he was deeply impressed by what she experienced. And at the end of the program, everybody was giving a set of books of four books as a one set, and they were asked to pay 24 yuan for this set of books. That's how she was first introduced to Srila Prabhupada's books.
Who conducted that program?
当时在你说你参加那个节目，节目结束之后得到四本书，那个节目是谁组织的呢？
那个节目那个时候就是Lochan Prabhu， 然后是 Divya Purusha Prabhu， 然后是上海那时候是那个 Granga Pema Prabhu， 那时候他们都在上海。还有几个个别的一些奉献者离开了，就是那时候是最早期的来上海的传教的奉献者。
Some early Chinese devotees, Lochan Prabhu, Divyan Purush Prabhu, Gauranga Prema Prabhu, and some early overseas devotees coming to preach in China.
Okay, yeah, very nice. Yeah, there was a time when several overseas devotees were stationed in different cities around China.
的确是有一段时间有海外的几位奉献者会分别被安排到中国的不同城市。
Those were the earlier days of the China mission.
那些都是中国使命早期的事情了。
So several devotees have similar stories as yours, actually.
其实之前也跟一些奉献者聊过，他们有跟您讲到的类似的故事。
So in that set of four books, was one of them Bhagavad Gita?
那您得到的一套书，就是四本在一起的那套书里面，有没有，是不是有一本是博伽梵歌原译啊？
没有，那时候博伽梵歌原译还没印出来呢。
No, but Bhagavad Gita was not printed yet.
Oh, which, do you remember what the four books were?
那你还记得那是哪四本书吗？
那就是再回来，生命来自生命，瑜伽飞行和新世纪瑜伽，就是我们那时候一开始派的都是这个书。
Coming back, life comes from life, and also interplanetary traveling. Oh, it's something like I don't know the exact title. The other one is the story about Li Guangshi.
Okay.
Those are the early, first few books they distributed.
Right. And so, when you were reading those books, was there a particular verse or phrase or purport or philosophical point that impressed you the most?
那在读这四本书的时候，有没有遇到哪个诗节或者哪句话，或者圣帕帕的某个要旨，或者是某一个哲学要点让你印象特别深或者是触动了您呢？
首先一点啊，就是我拿了这四本书，当时一开始的时候呢，就是我心里是有些想法的，我说因为当时他们是把四本书捆在一起的扎在一起的，是等于是一起派的。然后呢，我当时呢是我们一起去的，就是等于互相认识的也有十几个人嘛。然后我心里还在想呢，那为什么要把它搭在一起呢？如果是分开来的话，我们一个人买一两本，大家轮流看就可以了。那时候心里还有这种想法。但其实呢，后来知道这是奉献者的小技巧，奉献者希望我们能够做这方面的服务啦。然后呢，我第一本看的书呢是《新世纪瑜伽》，因为这是以小说的形式写的嘛。我就觉得我真的是打开了新世界的大门。我觉得就是我人生的很多问题啊，一下子就得到了一些解释。不是说我一下子马上就接受了所有的里面的就是说哲学啊或者怎么样，但是因为我从小我从我有记忆开始啊，我早上往往起来醒过来第一个问题就是说我是从哪里来的。难道我活了一百年之后，以后就再也没有我了吗？这个世界跟我再也没有关系了吗？就是这是我从小的一个问题，就从来没有答案。一直到之所以那时候对气功有兴趣呢，是因为气功里面有些人跟我们说是有灵魂有轮回我一下子就接受了我觉得应该是这样。但是呢，又没有任何的就是具体的一些哲学的体系啊，或者是更深入的一些解释或者怎么样的。但是我从新世纪瑜伽开始，我就发现了原来这里面有更详细的解释，有更从古老的哲学而来的一些就是说教导。所以呢，我就觉得这是我可以去尝试了解的知识。当时我就记得很清楚，就是我看着李广式的故事呢，我是在公交，那时候我们还没有什么地铁，都是坐公交车，在公交车上我都捧着书看。一般平时我不做这个事，但是那时候我就觉得拿了这本书我就放不下来了。然后呢，我印象很深刻的呢，倒是就是后面看那本《生命来自生命》，最后有一些就是一个奉献者跟那个博士的，就是外面的一个博士的一个对话那个对话里面呢，那个具体的是那个内容我不记得了，但是那个对话里面有一点，那个奉献者呢就是驳斥那个 博士的就是不相信神的存在或者某些创造什么的，那个分析者用了一句简单的话，就是为什么没有。当时呢，这句话这个词 why not 其实是很触动我的，因为一般来说我们都是正向的思维啊，你要让我相信什么，那你得证明给我看。但是这个词让我想到，原来我其实是那么有限的，为什么是没有呢？这就是让我非常触动的一点。你可以翻译了。Hare Krishna.
Shamuya.
Yes. Martin said, I was impressed by a question raised by a student to the doctor. The doctor was, that is from a story from Life Comes from Life.
Oh.
Yes. The doctor was trying to say that there's no God. And the student asked back, why not? So Lakshmana Mataji said, I was impressed by this question. It was a simple question, but it was so touching, because we were trying to prove, if we ask if there's a God, then we are always trying we are expecting proof. And then this student was asking, why not? Means he's also asking for proof. If you say there's no God, you have to prove that. Mm. Then I realized how limited we are.
She said something about Lee Kuan Yew also.
Yes, that's one of the early books she read. She was so absorbed. Even she was in the bus, she kept reading that book.
Yes, so Life Comes from Life really directly involved Prabhupada, in which he had a number of talks with Bhakti Sripadamara Maharaj and the other BI devotees, Bhaktivedanta Institute devotees at the time, who were all PhDs and experts in their fields and so on. And Prabhupada really wanted to prove the existence of the Supreme, through scientific means, or at least through the language that the scientists could understand.
生命来自《生命》这本书里面，我们可以看到，直接引用的圣普拉布哈德的话，因为我们可以看到圣普拉布哈德和巴克提Swarup Damodar的对话，还有其他Bhaktivedanta 学院，这个学院之前也说过是由一些有科学背景的奉献者们组成的一个机构。那还有圣帕巴和这个巴克利丹塔学院的一些奉献者的对话，还有其他一些有着科学领域的博士学位或者在各领域比较有成就的人的一个对话。圣帕巴的是想通过用科学家们能够理解的语言、理解的方式来证明至尊者的存在。
So Prabhupada is really very concerned that atheistic scientists were misleading people by giving them, their so-called scientific proof why there can't be a supreme. But in fact, it wasn't really science at all. So Prabhupada wanted to have his own disciples who were scientists to disprove this.
圣帕巴特别担心，他特别担心那些无神论的科学家，试图用他们所谓科学的方法向人们证明至尊者是不存在的。所以圣帕巴特就想通过他的那些有科学背景的门徒来证明他们这些科学家们所说的所做的是不对的，根本就是不科学的。
So he personally invested a lot of time. He met with these devotees numerous times in numerous places. He instructed them how to answer questions, and he encouraged them to write books. And, you know, one of those books was Life Comes from Life.
圣 Prabhupada 投入了大量的时间去培训这些有科学背景的奉献者，他的门徒们。他花了无数的时间，无数在无数个地方跟他们交流，训练他们怎么样去回答不同的问题，科学的角度回答不同的问题，并且鼓励他们写书。其中一本书就是《生命来自生命》。
So it is quite powerful.
所以是很有力量的。
And a number of devotees were impressed by reading this book.
很多奉献者读了这本书《生命来自生命》，也是深受影响。
Some in fact became devotees just by reading that book.
实际上很多奉献者就是因为读了这本书才成了奉献者的。
And we know that in the story of Lee Kuan Yew, later called the Yoga for the 21st Century, was Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj's his effort to explain the Bhagavad Gita in the form of a novel.
包括后来的关于李广师的故事，之后我们听到的那个名字叫新世纪瑜伽。这是 Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj 他是尝试以小说的方式来阐释薄伽梵歌的哲学。
So by this time, you know, he had given so many lectures and oftentimes repeating the same things again and again and again, the basic philosophy of Krishna consciousness. In China, I need to say, in the context of China, preaching in China.
当时写这本书之前，Tamal Krishna Maharaj 在中国已经讲了，讲过很多次课了，也在讲薄伽梵歌的一些主要的教导。
And he had a mantra actually. His mantra was, don't do what others can do, do what others can't do, and that way you'll make the most important, valuable contribution to Srila Prabhupada's mission.
好
Krishna. Shyamalila. Hare Krishna, can you hear me? Shyamalila. Hare Krishna.Just a second.
Hare Krishna.
What happened? Shyamalila.
Sorry, I lost the connection. I'm back.
Did you hear what I said?
No.
Okay, I said, how much did you hear? What's the last thing you heard?
After Tamal Krishna Goswami already gave a lot of lectures, I translated this part, and after that, I didn't hear.
I said, this is all in the context of preaching in China, okay? You understand that? All in the context
yes.
of traveling and preaching in China, giving lectures at various places, and so on.Oftentimes repeating the same basic philosophy.
像刚刚说的 Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj 在那时候他已经讲过很多次课了，这指的是在中国，在中国旅行传播的时候，往往他课里面讲也都是在重复一些基本的哲学要点。
So he had a mantra, basically. When I say mantra, it was kind of like almost a maxim that he repeated quite often. And that was, don't do what others can do, do what others can't do, cannot do, and in this way you'll make the most valuable contribution to Srila Prabhupada's movement.
当时 Tamal Krishna Goswami 经常说的一句话，这 基本上都成了他的 mantra， 他的座右铭了。他说不要去做别人能做到的事情，要做别人做不到的事情，这样你才能够为圣帕帕达的使命做出最大的贡献。
So he thought rather than just present the philosophy to, you know, 10, 20, 50, 100 persons at a time. If I write this book, then potentially it can reach thousands, many thousands.
当时塔玛库什马哈尔就想，与其一次性就给十个人、二十个人、一百个人讲课，倒不如写一本书。写本书的话，那么他就有潜力接触到成千上万的人，让成千的上万的人读到。
So actually, he did quite a bit of research in China, going to various places, actually seeing the places and understanding the situation and all, because he wanted to present the philosophy in this kind of novel format.So he put a lot of work into this.
为了写好这本书，塔玛库什马哈尔斯马哈吉也是做了大量的准备，大量的调查工作。他去到中国不同的地方，深入当地去了解当地的情况，就是想把这本书，那因为是小说，所以他收集了大量的实际的素材，才把这本书写了出来。
And so, yeah, he put a lot of effort in trying to present practically the whole Bhagavad Gita, at least the essence of the Bhagavad Gita, in this book. And after he had, finished this, even many senior devotees around the movement, reading this book, they took many notes.I remember one senior devotee who was even to this day, a very, very big book distributor in the United States. I remember he said he took like 6 pages of notes, things that he learned in terms of how to very skillfully, present the philosophy in a very convincing way.
为了写这本书确实是投入了很多，做了大量的准备。他想把他在努力尝试把《薄伽梵歌》当中的精髓来呈现出来。那这本书写出来之后呢，我们 Krishna 世界运动当中的大量的年长奉献者都兴致勃勃地读起来，甚至有很多在读的时候都记了笔记。我记得有一位年长奉献者，其实到今天他依然是在美国的一位派书高手。他就说他读了塔玛库什马哈尔斯写的这本新世纪瑜伽之后，他记了六页的笔记，因为他觉得这些很有助于帮助他让他学会怎样很有技巧的把薄伽梵歌的这些要点呈现出来，而且让人信服。
So a very powerful presentation, and I know that a number of devotees became devotees by reading that book.
这本书也是特别有力量的。据我所知，很多奉献者最初成为奉献者就是因为读了这本书。
So as I understand, it's now out of print, but we do have plans to bring it back and to make it available for the devotees.
我知道这本书呢现在也缺货了，我们也在努力尽快的把这本书也印出来，希望通过这本书我们能够引入更多的奉献者，发展起来更多的奉献者。
So thank you so much for sharing that.
特别感谢您老师马纳玛德基，感谢您分享这一段。
So when you read those books, how did those teachings impact your life for the better?
您在读这些书的时候，您觉得这些书是怎样影响您的生活的，怎样改善您的生活的？
首先感谢 Maharaj 刚才重新介绍了一下新世纪瑜伽，我觉得我现在有必要重新再去读一下并做笔记，所以当时就是给了我很大的，的确给了我很大的吸引和震动。
First, I'd like to thank you, Maharaj, for introducing 21st century yoga, a yoga for the 21st century. In another way, I feel inspired to reread that and take notes. I was at the very beginning, I was just emotionally touched by the book.
Yes, well, that's for all devotees. I mean, it's very well written, and it's very convincing, because there's arguments that come up, typical arguments that come up for not accepting God and so on and so forth. And, you know, those questions are answered quite thoroughly.
那这个刚刚说的，我是针对，是说给所有奉献者听的，因为这本书确实写得非常好，它里面有很多典型的，常常会被问到的问题，常常人们会提起来的一些论点，那在书里面，就有特别彻底的、到位的，一个解答，而且很让人信服，很能说服人。
Okay, so now you have received the books and you've attended a program with devotees. And so then what happens? Was there a transformation? Did what you read resonate with you? And did that translate into changes in your life?
还是刚刚那个问题，您从奉献者那里得到了书，又参加了奉献者的节目。这些也读了一些书，这些是怎样转变，给您带来转变的呢？
我觉得就是毫无疑问，这个圣帕帕的书改变了我整个的生活，也改变了我思维方式啊，行事的方式啊，生活的习惯啊，做决定的方式等等等等，都有了一个完全的转变。我或者是分享一个小的事情，小的故事。有一段话，就是像帕布帕的有一段话是在那个他写的那本书叫《分爱路途上的障碍》这一本书。他里面呢提到，他就是在开篇的时候呢就写到，他可能是给一个奉献者的一个信，就是提到，就是在你的路途上充满了绊脚石，但实际上并没有什么绊脚石，如果你愿意接受我的指导，我可以立即一脚把这些所谓的绊脚石踢开，所有的障碍会立即清除。这是帕帕写在那本书的前言的一段话，这段话应该是摘自于他写给一个奉献者的一封信。因为当时这时候是96年的时候，我当时呢是刚刚接受启迪，我面临我人生当中一个重大的一个决定的时候，那时候就是我决定是否跟我的先生结婚。虽然是从道理上我知道他是奉献者，我应该是这是最好的选择，但是呢还是出于各种，就像阿珍娜在战场上各种功利性的思考，我有各种各样的功利性的一些思考，使得就是算计了在内心里翻腾，它就像障碍一样的堵在我的内心。在那天呢是帕帕的隐祭日，那天早上我记得很清楚，那时候呢我是住在就是奉献者借的那个房子，那天是因为过节嘛，所以我就前一天就住在奉献者借的那个房子，我们称之为 temple 的地方。然后呢在前面一天的晚上呢，其实呢我跟奉献者有交流过，然后奉献者当时说了一句话，他说其实呢奉献者结婚就是为了双倍的服务 Krishna。当时呢我就觉得这只是一个教导啊，没有太能接完全的接受。 但是那天呢早上就是啪啪饮祭日，第二天早上啪啪饮祭日，我早上起来清洁完神像房，然后坐在那里念诵，我呢突然之间就想到了这段话，然后我一边念诵一边呢就然后我就开始念诵我就觉得突然之间可是帕布法真的是实际的像实际的发生一样的用他超然的脚把我的内心心头的那个障碍一下子就踢开了，我觉得我一下子就豁然开朗了我就非常非常的喜悦，这种喜乐就是说我是第一次品尝到这么大的一个喜乐，我觉得就是如果我这样去接受灵性导师的一个训导其实我是深刻的觉得是圣帕布法亲自给了我这个教导通过他的书籍，通过奉献者的话语通过那天早上念诵时的感受我就然后做了我人生当中的这个抉择所以这是我接受帕帕的书籍以及他教导的一个让我非常印象深刻的一个事情。
There's no doubt that Srila Prabhupada's books, Srila Prabhupada himself changed me entirely, the way I think, the way I behave, the way I make decisions. I would like to share a small story. And there's one book about the obstacles or stumbling blocks in our devotional path. In a four word of this book, Srila Prabhupada called a paragraph from the letter he replied to one of his disciples. It was like that. You said you have so many obstacles, stumbling blocks on your devotional path. If you like, I can kick away all the stumbling blocks. This paragraph and these words impressed me deeply. In 1996, that was the year I got initiation. And also I was faced with an important choice in my life because I had to decide whether I could marry who later became my husband. Theoretically, I know he was a devotee, but still I have some furtive mentality. I was doing some materialistic calculation, just like Arjuna. It happened to be Srila Prabhupada's disappearance day the next day, so I moved to the center, to the temple. The next morning, the day before Srila Prabhupada's disappearance day, one devotee told me that devotees marry just to double their service to Lord Krishna. I thought that was just his own opinion. I didn't take very seriously. But the next morning I was chanting in the temple. I felt his words, the devotee's words, my mind again. And as I chanted, I felt that it was spoken personally by Srila Prabhupada. And suddenly I felt that all my obstacles, all my confusions, doubts were removed. It was the first time I felt so blissful. I felt deeply that Srila Prabhupada was personally there guiding for me through his books, through devotees' words, through my sincere chanting. That's just one of the small stories how Srila Prabhupada changed me.
Wonderful. Thank you for sharing that.
太好了，非常感谢你能分享这个故事。
Well, as you said, you were initiated in 1996, and you've been a devotee for many long years now. And of course, you know, you've performed many services through the years. But for devotees who may not know, particularly the younger devotees, can you share, you know, some of those services that you've been performing through the years?
Lakshmana Maharaj, 刚刚你也说到了，你是1996年接受启迪的。那么这么多年过去了，你也在做着大量的各种各样的奉爱服务。 可能有的奉献者，尤其是刚刚进来的一些奉献者，还不了解这么多年您都在做着什么样的奉爱服务，您能简单的跟大家介绍一下吗？
And also, amongst all those services, which service is your favorite?
你可以说一说在所有的您在从事的这些奉爱服务当中，哪一项奉爱服务是您自己最喜欢的？
我觉得就是服务的话，就是从事那些服务，其实也很难，就是一个，因为我不是一个专业性的人才，可能有些专业性的人才他们就是特别是唱诵啊，或者是讲课啊，或者是怎样的，可能因为当时呢就是非常早期的时候呢，其实是什么服务都是参与的，总的来说就是我是从一个什么都不懂的在其他奉献者手把手教导下指导下，然后慢慢的去学习去怎么样从事各项的服务，并且尝试着去照顾其他的人。具体的呢有当时一开始最早期的时候呢，是印象特别深的呢，是跟着其他的奉献者一起到大街上派书。那应该是我刚刚成为奉献者大概只有两三个星期的时候吧。一张白纸，当时呢奉献者说那时候他们是去晚上去就是周末啊什么的去派书的。那我想好吧，那我也是跟着你们去走一下吧。然后我当时呢也跟着他们去尝试过派书。也有成功的，虽然说是数量跟他们完全是不能相比，但是呢而且我也不会讲什么哲学，但是呢他们说你有一个特别灿烂的笑容，这是最好的派数的就是武器。这个也非常的鼓舞了我。然后呢就是这个派数当时呢除了就是过了一段时间之后呢，我也是私下自己放下班啊什么的，到就是书店门口啊自己尝试做一些这方面的派书。但是毫无疑问这个派书是有一个团队的话那是更鼓舞人的。一个人呢的确是觉得尤其是在外面直接到外面去派书，一个人呢是觉得有点势单力孤的。但是这种派书呢的确是很净化人，因为你要一个很大的一个决心勇气，以及是气绝之心，你不能够对这个有依附，对这个结果有任何的依附，那你才能够去把这个书派出去，这是很神奇的，发生很神奇的事情。然后呢接下来呢还就是逐渐就是随着岁月嘛，然后呢逐渐慢慢的有点成长了，那就开始就是组织节目啊，接待圣人啊，照顾新的奉献者。我觉得呢就是其实呢这个学习的过程是一直在发生的哪怕你就是去照顾新的奉献者，其实也是一个双向的一个学习的过程，因为照顾别人我们自己才能进步。其实我们是虽然说是表面上是看上去是照顾发展新的奉献者，其实我们是被新的奉献者所激励所推动的。然后我最喜欢的服务呢因为也那么多种类的，我也觉得好像没有想到我是哪一个最喜欢的服务因为我不是像有些奉献者是特别专门型的但是呢我可能唯有一些组织的能力吧我呢是非常喜欢看到大家能一起合作去从事一些共同一些从事一些服务，然后他们能从他们所喜欢的服务当中得到满足，我呢是为此提供一些帮助，我呢是觉得特别的满足我就是这个是我简单的一些想法。
I didn't really have any expertise in a specific service like chanting, leading kirtan, or giving lectures. So I was just I was involved in all kinds of different services of course, personally guided by more experienced devotees. I was also trying to take care of devotees in early days. The very first service I participated in was joining devotees to distribute books on the street. It was a brand new experience for me. I didn't have so much philosophy, but devotees encouraged me by saying that, but you have a bright smile. That is your secret. That is your powerful weapon. So I got encouraged and joined them. Later on, also after work, every day I would go to some places near bookstore, trying to distribute books, but I find that comparatively, if we do it as a team, that will be more powerful. Me alone, I felt so weak. So, but the whole experience is quite purifying because it took a lot of determination, courage, and renunciation. So sometimes it could happen miraculously. It's like a miracle, the experience of book distribution. And personally, later the services I did included organizing programs, receiving senior visiting devotees, and taking care of local devotees. For me, learning is an ongoing process. Sometimes also it seems that we are taking care of devotees, but actually we are inspired by newer devotees. As for my favorite services, I don't really feel there's some service that is my favorite, but I do feel I have interest in organizing programs because I feel a lot of pleasure in seeing devotees cooperating with each other, engaging in services they like. If I can facilitate that, if I can facilitate devotees' services, allow them to feel satisfied in their service, that is my greatest pleasure.
Wonderful. So, although you say you don't have a favorite service, it seems like, you know, from what you said, if I was to weigh, you know, the different services that you just kind of mentioned, it would seem that you enjoy taking care of devotees and facilitating their service. It seems like, from what you said, I could easily pick that out as being the service that you enjoy most.
虽然您自己没有说说的特别清楚，说您特别喜欢，最喜欢是哪个服务，但是我听了之后，我明显能够感觉到，在您从事的所有服务案服务当中，您最喜欢的依然是照顾奉献者，还有就是去配合奉献者做服务，为他们的服务创造条件。
And I've seen it practically because we've known each other for many long years, ever since the early days, of course, and I would regularly visit Shanghai, and I saw how you and Unamanya Prabhu personally took care of devotees and wanted to make sure that they were facilitated to perform their service well.
我之所以这么说呢，因为这也是我实际亲眼看到的，因为我们也认识很多年了，从中国使命的早期我们就认识了，而且我也经常去上海。我实际的亲眼看到您和尤达曼纽帕布通常都特别的精心的在照顾着奉献者，而且在配合着他们的服务，总是在确保他们的服务能够正常的进行，为他们的服务提供条件。
So in the beginning, as many devotees did, it seems that you were doing some book distribution. It was more person to person. But then now, in later years, it seems that you have distributed Prabhupada's books in a different way. And as far as I know, you've been quite successful at it.
刚刚你也提到了，刚开始的时候你有和奉献者们一起去街上派书，那也就是等于说是面对面的一个就是一个一个这样派出去的。那后来呢，据我了解，您也尝试过用其他的新的方式派发过圣帕巴德的书籍。
So for those devotees who may not know, can you share that method that you've come across and also tell us just how successful it's been?
您之后也尝试了其他的新的派发圣帕巴德书籍的方式，可能很多奉献者还不知道，您能不能跟我们介绍一下，也可以介绍一下用这种方式派书取得了怎样的成就。
谢谢马哈拉吉的鼓励。首先一点，我也不算是一个很好的派书者。这个就是这么多年来就是一直在做这个服务，但是呢应该说不是说是就是说非常的专注，或者是一直在想做这个怎么样去做更好的派书。我觉得这是我今后应该是很好去努力的一个方向。就是有能够通过这个服务帕帕的使命，通过这个能够取悦灵性导师，我觉得这是我今后的一个服务一个重要的一个方向。之前呢除了就是最早期的是在公开的外面的大街上派书，这个其实是对我们的一个能力，对我们一个心态是有一个非常大的一个进步和一个鼓励啦，一个提升。但是因为各种情况，这种方式的派书呢，可能是说不是那么容易去展开。之后呢，就是之后的一段阶段呢，就是其实是全国了，那上海也是这样，就是有了不同的其他的灵性团体的就是人他们都成为了奉献者就比如说以前的一些其他修行的团队他们之前也是看博家梵歌的嘛，只是说是跟随了其他的一个老师然后当他们转入之后呢，我们就开始培养这些新的奉献者当然这里面也有一些小的插曲，就是我们在上海第一个这样就是找到奉献者的那个玛塔吉，以及在杭州第一个能够联系上奉献者的玛塔吉，他们都跟我们分享过，就是他们都曾在马路上看到派书的奉献者，有一个还接受了书，另外有一个呢是看到奉献者在公园里面唱诵派发卡片，他拿到了 Hare Krishna Maha Mantra 的卡片。也就是说这个第一个找到奉献者的那个就是其他团体的那个就是这个 Mataji 两个都是女士，他们都是之前通过派书以及派发圣灵已经得到了仁慈，所以这是让我们非常受鼓舞我们原来就是之前做出了努力付出的那些行动其实都是有收获的， Krishna 在那里做了特别的安排当那些团队的奉献者就是新的人转入的时候呢，我们就花了比较多的时间呢去照顾他们然后他们也买了很多的书他们也向他们那些朋友去传教通过这种内部的方式呢然后来就是派发书籍。再后面呢，我们就是尝试到各个瑜伽馆去做这方面的唱诵和一个结合派书我们当时呢有一段时间呢，我们自己也有一个奉献者有瑜伽馆，在那里设立了中心在那里呢我们定期做唱诵，做书籍的派发， Prasadam 的派发，以及呢是读书会的举行那个读书会呢也开始慢慢的那时候开始吸引一些奉献者新的奉献者通过这些方式去派书。还有呢就是说是有比如说有 guru 来 做一些特别的场次的活动啊，同时呢结合派书有一些就是有做过几次有结合其他的企业单位就是合作做一些大的活动啊，就是这样的推出比较量大一点的派书啊，这样都有。我印象里比较深的呢还有一次呢是就是我们一直合作的一个瑜伽馆他呢就是我们有一段时间呢经常就是一年去那里搞几次活动，所以呢他们对我们还是比较有好感的。所以呢有一次他就给我打电话，他说啊，我们这里就是有要做年会有几百个人我帮你，因为他们就是有些服务的小摊位嘛，这些摊位他们就是都是应该是说是就是卖给就是那些来做生意的人，譬如说做香啊做什么做些生意的，他们有一些摊位附属在那里，就是在开年会的时候谁想要买东西可以在这些摊位上面，他说我帮你留个位置，你过来可以过来派书，都这个都是免费的啊。然后呢我就是带了两箱书去那天就我一个人但是我觉得非常受鼓舞派了十几套书出去，大概有四五十本的书就是这些Krishna 通过这些瑜伽馆老板的安排啊，让我们就是受到这种鼓舞啊去做这些服务然后呢另外的呢就是我做的呢就是我们家就是等于是个书籍的中转站嘛一直就是留存的一些书，然后呢一些奉献者他们呢也会就是知道我们这里有书嘛，随时几本一本两本十本二十本都可以从我们这里直接去带走去派发用于他们的派发我近期也有有好几个奉献者，一个呢他呢是就是他自己学那个星象班他跟星象班的学员进行推荐，还有一个呢是学外面学一个课程他呢就是请了二十本书，也是这个人其实也是比较新的奉献者，但是他非常热忱的把这些书请过去，然后给他的那些朋友们所以这些都是很好的一些方式，因为这个就是一方面呢就是能够把书籍派发出去，另外一方面也鼓舞了这些派发书籍的奉献者所以呢我们之后呢希望能够有更多的这样能够鼓舞所有奉献者去做更多派发在他自己的朋友啊同学啊亲戚客户啊这些渠道可以去派发书的这种鼓舞啦，受到鼓舞，然后呢我们呢是能够就是每个地方都有一个定点可以供应的不管是几本都能够随时供应这些派书的，给他们提供便利的，我觉得这个是还是蛮重要的。然后呢还做了一个服务呢是网上面的一个书商的一个派发，这个呢是我们上海的一个奉献者的一个朋友，是这个书商的老板是他的关系介绍了然后呢就是介绍我们认识他，就是当时呢就是那个网上的书商就同意在他的网店派发我们的《薄伽梵歌》，后来我暂时跟他协商了增加了一本就是永恒的祝愿者现在目前是这两本书这个现在这个网店呢是在京东和天猫都有的，基本上最好的时候呢，因为今年是疫情就是降低了嘛，最好的时候一个月160本到200本，最好的时候200-300本都有就是一年有几千本的书的派发我们也希望就是接下来可能到明年吧通过那个奉献者的关系，我们可能跟希望能够做更多的其他的方面的合作能够提供更多的一些书籍的派发，以及线上和线下的哲学的一个讲座 就是大致就做了这些很微不足道的一些事情，其实也没有尽自己的全力，就像咕噜刚才所说的那句话，我的灵性导师唐波奎什纳跟苏阿密说的那个，我们应该不是去做别人能做的，而是做别人做不了的事情。我觉得这个话我应该是作为我们自己的座右铭，鼓励自己能够去做得更好。谢谢。
As I shared before, at first I tried to join devotees to distribute books on the street. It was a challenge for our attitude, for our abilities. For some reasons, now it doesn't seem to work to distribute books in this way. Later on, I tried different ways. I would like to share. The first one is there were people who learned Bhagavad Gita from other spiritual groups, but somehow later they found devotees. There are two Matajis, the first of two Matajis, both from, one from Shanghai, one from Hangzhou. They found devotees and they shared. They saw devotees before chanting and distributing mantra card in the garden, in the park, or distributing books on the street. I personally felt inspired that what we did before was not in vain. Krishna made some arrangements to bring books, bring people to us finally. And so the first way I tried is to encourage those devotees, those people from other groups, and encourage them to bring new devotees. Another way is the second way is over the last few years, we also tried to organize programs, do regular kirtan programs in cooperation with other yoga studios, kirtan book distribution, prasadam distribution, and also we organized regular reading clubs, reading programs. As you know, we did one in the yoga studio of one devotee in Shanghai. We did programs regularly, and that also attracted a lot of new devotees. The next one is we tried to cooperate with different corporations or yoga centers and other organizations when gurus visited. One inspiring example was one yoga studio we have been creating with when they were going to have their annual event. She called me and said, we have different stores in our program. I would like to provide one store for you to set up in the book stand to distribute books. So I brought two boxes of books there. Me alone, that day, I distributed 40 to 50 books. So the next way is our house is like a transfer station where devotees can get books and distribute to others. One devotee who has been taking a astrology and course outside, so he has his classmates and acquaintances, so he would get books from us and distribute to others. So in this way, on one hand, we distribute books. On the other hand, devotees are encouraged, inspired by doing so. So, and then the recent way I tried is through an acquaintance of a devotee, I got to know a online bookseller. Through him, we distributed. Usually to this year because of COVID-19, it was affected. Before, on average, every month, he would order 160 to 200 Bhagavad Gita, or sometimes even 200 or 300 Bhagavad Gita. Also, later on, I also introduced your ever well wisher. So now we are doing two books with him. So, in this way, we distributed thousands of books annually. The plan is next year we would like to have more cooperation. Maybe we can also have some online or offline philosophy lectures organized by this online bookseller. Maharaj, thank you for sharing with us what our Guru Dev said. He said he always said that we should not do what others do, we should do what others are now doing. So although I have been trying to distribute books for so many years that I was not really so focused, so absorbed in this service, I would like to focus more on this and try to figure out how to do what others cannot do and make more contributions.
Thank you. Very, very inspiring.
特别特别感谢，非常鼓舞人。
And I like what you said there at the end. Of course, you did. You repeated what your Guru Dev often said. Don't do what others can do. Do what others can't do. In other words, you should try to, see what contribution you can make that others are not making at present. So, particularly in the context of distributing Prabhupada's books, we're going to have to tax our brains. We're going to have to start thinking out of the box. Just like you came across this online bookseller, I'm sure there's many such opportunities that await us in China and different cities like this. And so we're going to have to, make more of an effort to kind of do research and keep our eyes and ears open and, discover, different channels to distribute the books, because they certainly exist. It's just some of them we've discovered and others are awaiting discovery.
我也特别喜欢您最后的时候引用的您 Guru Dev 说的那句话，我们不应该我们不要做别人已经在做的事情，我们应该更多的去做别人还没做的或者还做不到的事情。的确是这样，尤其是在派发圣帕巴的书籍方面，我们更是要绞尽脑汁，动动脑筋，要跳出我们的思维的惯性，固有的思维，去想想还有什么新的办法在。当然，中国这么大，肯定还有很多机会在，很多派书的渠道在，我们只需要睁大了眼睛，张开了耳朵，更多的去留心观察，多做一些调查，多一些努力，想想还有什么新的渠道可以把圣帕巴德的书籍派出去的。
There's a saying, at least in English, you probably have a similar saying in Chinese, with a will, there's a way.
有一句话，有一句谚语，想必在中国文化当中也是有的。我们经常听到说有志者事竟成，那这句话英文字面的意思就是只要有想法就会有办法，只要有愿望就能够想到办法。
Now, if our desire is strong to distribute Prabhupada's books, we'll certainly find the ways and means of doing so.
只要我们想要派发圣帕巴的书籍的这个愿望足够强，我们就一定能够想到办法，想找到渠道去派发的。
And by this, I certainly do not mean that we should endanger ourselves or endanger others, take unnecessary risks, be reckless.But, there are ways. There are ways and means, and we should seek them out so that we can get many more of Prabhupada's books in the hands of the conditioned souls.
我这么说并不是要鼓励大家去冒险，把自己或者别人置于很危险的处境，不是鼓励大家去鲁莽行事的。我的意思是说，方法是有的，就需要我们去把它们找出来。肯定有恰当的方法可以让我们更多的把圣帕巴德的书籍送到受制约的灵魂的手中的。
Now, one of the things you mentioned was having programs, like kind of kirtan programs and offering the books, along side of that, or to include it as part of the program of distributing prasadam. And I know you've done many of those. I personally participated in a number of those when I visited Shanghai. And there's no doubt they're very powerful, very potent, and they're transformational.
还有您提到就是通过组织一些节目做 kirtan 唱诵的节目，同时呢把书籍的派发也加进去，把 prasadam 的派发也融进去。毫无疑问，这些都是特别有力量的方式，而且确实是能够给人带来转变的。
我亲自也参加过、参与过您组织的一些活动，我也实际的体验到了这一点。You know, it's my strong conviction that if we can combine, you know, all three of these, you know, very potent ways of introducing people to Krishna consciousness, the holy name, Prabhupada's books, and prasadam, if we can combine all three. You know, it's very powerful.
我们知道把人们介绍到Krishna知觉当中来，主要有三个方式，通过圣名，通过圣帕巴达的书籍，通过Prasadam。我自己呢，深信不疑，只要我们能够把这三个元素整合起来，或者任何这三个元素当中的任何几个整合起来，就能够很有力的把人们带到Krishna知觉当中来。
That's ideal.
这是理想的情况。
But if we can't do all three, then we should try to do at least two or at least one. But as far as possible, we try to get Prabhupada's hands in the, get Prabhupada's books in the hands of the conditioned souls.
那我们说，理想的情况是能够把这三个元素结合起来。 即便是有时候没有办法三个元素都有，那其中哪怕是一项、两项都是可以的，只要能够把圣帕帕的书籍送到受制约的灵魂的手中，我们都可以用。So
now, of course, we're still kind of in the midst, or the world at least is in the grips of COVID-19. Things aren't exactly the same. There are, you know, greater restrictions on having public, you know, events, public programs and things. So we're going to have to tax our brains, you know, how to do these things. Maybe they have to be done on a smaller scale, or as you found, you know, a channel through distributing through online bookstores. You know, we're really going to have to start thinking a little bit more deeply. And, you know, if the will is strong, you know, Krishna will certainly give us the intelligence. He'll reveal things to us. If we really want to know, he'll reveal to us.
那就像您说的，因为今年受到疫情的影响，所以说整个世界还在受着新冠病毒的影响，所以说很多方面我们受到了限制，没有办法再像以前那样大范围的做公开的节目了，所以我们就得更要去深入的去思考。 在当下的这个情况下，怎么样更好的去派发书籍？或许范围会可以小一点，或许像您所做的这样，我们可以尝试一些网络上的渠道，或者其他新的渠道。总之，如果我们有很强烈的意愿、强烈的愿望想要做这件事的话，Krishna会给我们智慧，会给我们智慧的。
So as your life was transformed by coming in contact with Prabhupada's books, have you also experienced in your distribution of Srila Prabhupada's books, you know, other persons' lives being kind of transformed? And if so, is there like a particular story that you have where you've actually seen that a book you've distributed went on to transform someone's life?
Lakshmanamadaji, 那您这么多年在派书的过程当中，肯定也见到其他奉献者或者其他人请了 Prabhupada 的书，也有发生变化的。不知道您是不是能够分享一些您所看到的其他人的生命是如何因为圣帕巴的书籍而发生转变的呢？
嗯，好的。嗯，我觉得呢，就是毫无疑问，就是任何一个拿到圣帕巴的书籍的人，不管他是承认还是不承认，不管他是知道还是不知道，肯定是对他的生命是有个重要的一个变化。当然对奉献者来说，这个更顺意的接受帕巴的书籍，帕巴的教导，是对我们的生活会有更明显的一个变化。嗯，当然每个人接受的情况，践行的情况不一样啊，我觉得就是说这种变化都会有不同就是说有些人速快一点，有些人慢一点，有些人几十年之后才特别的显现出来，都有。嗯，我印象比较深的呢，我觉得就是譬如说有一些奉献者我是非常的羡慕因为他们能够其实是有些还比我还晚，或者有些是同时期的奉献者他们现在都能够很好的讲课，很好的去分享这个知识给别人譬如说我昨天晚上还听了 Rajendra Prabhu 的一个讲课他能够从小的故事当中分享 Krishna 知觉给其他人，能够找到里面可以领悟的地方这些我觉得都是帕帕赐予的教导的这个力量这个使得这个知识已经开始转变成领悟这个领悟呢是能够去帮助别人启发别人的，所以呢这个是我很羡慕的，我希望自己能够更好的学习，以后也能够有这样的领悟，可以能够做更多的服务。还有的奉献者呢是我也接触到有些奉献者呢可能是看书呢不是那么多，但是呢也一直在慢慢的阅读我也发觉他们的变化，他们也会跟我分享就是现在已经开始对很多的事情不那么，其他的事情不那么感兴趣了。以前呢隔段时间还要出去看看电影怎么样的，但是现在越来越觉得那些活动就不受吸引了，也是想要认真的去系统的学习经典了。我觉得这个都是一个对一个很良性的一个变化，也很鼓舞我。还有一个老妈太吉他呢上个月跟我分享的，他说呢他现在已经年近80了，他说他以前就是他接触奉献者之 Krishna 知觉的时候大概才六十几岁，他说他以前看书看不进去的，他反正看了就忘，所以呢他也一直就是觉得自己没有什么哲学什么讲不出来什么。当然那个马太吉呢非常热情的，就是那时候做服务现在呢就是他年纪大了比较难出来，但是他呢就是一直很好的念诵很多圈数，所以说但是这两年他说他一下子觉得书看得进去了。照理说这个年龄大了反记忆力会下降，他说反而他现在都记得住跟以前比就不一样了，所以这也是我们共同感叹就是 Krishna 说他是知识记忆和遗忘的源头，这句话一点成就是一点不骗人的，是的确是事实那个巴塔吉说从他身上他能感受完全感受到这一点这就是我分享三个小故事吧。
There's no doubt that anybody who gets the book Srila Prabhupada can get transformed, no matter they admit it or not, or whether they are aware of it or not. For sure, they will be transformed. And of course, for devotees who are favorably accepting or applying Srila Prabhupada's teachings, the effects will be more obvious.When people are accepting and applying Srila Prabhupada's teachings in and different degrees, so they get, they also benefit accordingly. I'd like to share three examples. One is, I always admire how my peer devotees, those, or even those who are junior to me, they are making so much advancement. They are able to share philosophies with others. They give wonderful lectures. Even yesterday, I was hearing a lecture given by Rajendra Prabhu. Rajendra Prabhu was able to share or extract Krishna consciousness by telling a small story. So we can feel how Srila Prabhupada's teachings are potently affecting devotees. They can, what he shared, we can feel that it's not just knowledge, it's realization. I hope one day I can also get that realization or share, realize the knowledge with others. The second example is, we say some devotees may not read so much, but they are reading, although in a slower pace. After some time, they shared that they really lost interest in things they used to be interested in, like watching movies or other things. And now they are getting more interested in getting systematic training and study of Srila Prabhupada's books. Another example is one old Mataji shared with me last month that she was introduced to Krishna consciousness in her 60s. Now she's approaching 80. Mm. She said she could not understand so much philosophy. She could not even speak anything about philosophy, but she was enthusiastically engaged in devotional service. Now she's getting older. She cannot even come out physically to do services, but she's chanting more rounds. And she shared with me that over the last 2 years, she found that somehow she could understand the philosophy. She could even memorize what she read. Now it gives me great faith. Now I'm really convinced that Krishna said knowledge, remembrance, and forgetfulness all come from me. Now I'm convinced.
Mm. Thank you. Very nice. So you've been a devotee for so many years, and anyone who's been a devotee for so many years, you know, has to face many challenges. I mean, that's just the nature of the world. And of course, you have a family, you have a husband, you have a daughter, and everything. So what's been your prime motivation to remain a devotee all these years and continue to render devotional service, you know, despite the many challenges in your life?
Lakshmana Mataji, 感谢您分享这么精彩的故事。那您做奉献者已经也这么多年了，那任何奉献者都是这样。如果说做这么多年走过来，那肯定也遇到很多的挑战，这毕竟是这个物质世界的本性，总是有挑战，会有困难的。但再加上您自己也是有家庭的人，你有丈夫，也要照顾女儿，那是这么多年是什么在激励着您不断的在稳定的从事着奉爱服务，而且依然在热情的投入奉爱服务，是什么在激励您，或者说您主要的动力是什么呢？
我这个问题我也思考过，有时候也是问自己为什么是这样的。我想呢，就是最初的动机毫无疑问呢是想要解脱，因为物质生活太苦了。就是我年轻的时候也经历了一些事情，使得呢就是说我对这方面的愿望非常的强烈，就是想要摆脱这个物质生活的痛苦。但是当然逐渐的在就是进入这个灵性的生活在灵性导师和奉献者的照顾和涟漪之下，这个最初的动机我觉得已经是慢慢的淡漠了， 虽然偶尔还是会有这个物质生活当那个痛苦比较多的时候还是会有，但是真的已经不是最主要的动机了，只是偶尔会想到而已。我觉得就是无论如何，在十二啪啪架起的这条解脱的就是这条就是超然的基舟上面，我们是无论如何是不能够下船的啊，这是我们的底线。不管是起起伏伏，我们有知觉好的时候，有知觉不好的时候，有顺利的时候，有逆境的时候，但是我是一直跟所有我认识的分享者说，我们在这条船上是不能下来的，这是底线，我们无论如何得死赖到底的。然后我觉得能够维系我在这个这条船上面，始终能够在内心里面有这份坚持了，我觉得最主要的原因可能是因为之前也等于稍微做了一点服务，因为这个服务分享者和领导是从来没有忘记过我，所以因为他们的仁慈我和我的丈夫都始终在这条船上没有下来。我之所以有这个特别深刻的一个感悟呢，也是我前两天一个分享者跟我发了一个短信，他说非常感谢啊，就是你们这么些年来就是对我一直不离不弃啊，没有放弃我，一直鼓励我。因为呢前段时间因为一些事情等于是比较大的挫折他呢就是有相当长的一段时间呢就是没有联谊，估计也是撒旦呢也很艰难家里也碰到一些事情但是呢我们呢一直呢是跟他保持联系，现在这段时间他慢慢的开始恢复每周能够参加我们网上的一个学习，他也觉得非常受鼓舞但是我想说的是，之所以我们一直持续的去跟他保持联系，是因为之前的几年他热忱的做服务，做了非常好的服务，做了非常让我们感动的服务，所以就因为这个他做的这个服务使我们就是无法忘记他，我们无论如何得拉着他。所以同样的道理，我想呢就是可能我和我的先生我们做了一些卑微的服务，也不是那么完美的服务，但是因为仅仅做出这点服务Krishna 没有忘记我们Guru 呢始终拉着我们，分享者呢始终就是维系着我们，所以这是在奉献路途上面持续能够就是不离开的，我觉得这是最主要的一个原因。当然从动机来说我现在至少我现在我觉得能够去服务灵性导师能够给我心底带来最大的满足。虽然我现在还很堕落啊，没有办法做到完全的去只是仰赖取悦灵性导师作为全部的动机但是希望这是我未来努力的方向。Hare Krishna。
That is also a question I personally asked myself many times. My initial motivation was to get liberation. When I was younger, I experienced many material miseries, so I was trying to be free from material misery. But as I started spiritual life with the help of devotees of spiritual masters, the initial motivation became less important. And later on, I thought the bottom line is that Srila Prabhupada gave us this transcendental boat. So whatever happens, we may experience ups and downs in our spiritual life. Sometimes our consciousness is good, sometimes not. But I tell myself that the bottom line is that we can never get off the transcendental boat. That is also what I told other devotees. You asked me what motivated me, what maintained my devotional service for so many years. Personally, I felt it might be because in the early days, my husband and I, we performed some humble devotional services, and Krishna didn't forget us. Srila Prabhupada and the spiritual masters didn't forget us. Devotees didn't give up us. So by their mercy, I'm still here. So the reason why I have this realization is that days ago, I received a message from a devotee who has been away from our association for a long time, maybe because she encountered some difficulties in her family life. So her sadhana might not be good also. So she messaged me saying that, thank you very much for taking care of me for so many years. Thank you for not giving me up. In reflection, I thought the reason why we didn't give her up because in her first few years of Krishna consciousness, she really performed a lot of devotional services enthusiastically, and that touched our heart. So we never forget her. We have been always holding on to her. So I think the most important thing is Krishna didn't forget our service. Guru didn't forget our service, and devotees never give us up. As for my prime motivation, now I feel the most satisfaction by serving the spiritual masters. Also, I'm still a fallen soul. That is not my only motivation, but I hope that is my goal. That is what I can work for. Thank you.
Thank you. Wonderful. And lastly, what message or advice would you like to give to the devotees, especially the younger ones, on how to remain enthusiastic in Krishna consciousness and inspired to distribute Srila Prabhupada's books?
谢谢你的分享。 那最后还想问您的一个问题是， 对于奉献者们，尤其是刚刚 接触 Krishna 知觉不久的新奉献者们， 你有什么样的建议， 能让他们在 Krishna 知觉的修习当中呢， 始终保持热情， 而且始终备受鼓舞的去派发 圣帕巴德的书籍呢？
我觉得就是这个热情肯定是不能单靠外因的， 肯定有内在自发的那个愿望，那就是有了一定的品位或者受了激励，那么我觉得就是更容易有这个热情。这个品位呢，肯定是我觉得是来自于一呢，来自于和有品位的奉献者的联谊，然后呢是自己通过经典的学习，通过萨那去控制感官，那么你 通过自己的一个感官的控制，你自然想要去服务 Krishna 的感官，那么你有更多的想要去满足灵性导师、满足 Krishna 愿望的服务，会做他们希望做的事情，那你既有这个愿望、这个动力想去做。第三个呢，就是其实通过这个派发书籍和传教本身， 它也能带来持续的鼓舞与动力，因为通常来说，如果我们被别人依靠的话，我们那个对方他会成为推动你前进的那个推动力。因为有时候就我自己本身来说也是这样，如果我为自己来做，我有时候会懈怠；如果我需要去给别人一些帮助的话，那么我会更努力一点。所以 有时候我们需要把自己置于这种状况，以使得呢，就是说自己有更多的一个动力。当然，对于新的奉献者，自身的一个萨达那的一个逐步的一个就是很好的旅行念诵，以及是书籍的阅读、阿巴书籍的阅读系统的学习，这个其实是所有的基础。我想就分享这些。
I think enthusiasm comes not only from external support. More importantly, it should be from inside. Means we need to cultivate the taste. We need to feel inspired. To get taste, we need to associate with devotees who already have the taste. And also we need to study sastras carefully. We need to strengthen our sadhana so that we can control our senses. Once we are able to control our senses, then we are inspired to satisfy Krishna's senses. We will be inspired to do what Guru and Krishna want us to do. And also, book distribution and preaching itself is so inspiring. And whenever we feel that some people are depend us or take shelter of us, we will feel impelled to do more. For me, I feel that sometimes when I feel is I'm doing it for myself, something is just for myself, I become slack. But if I feel that I feel impelled or obliged to help others, then I will make more effort. So the point is we need to put ourselves in a situation that we are always inspired to do more, to strengthen our sadhana and study Srila Prabhupada's books carefully, systematically.
Wonderful. Yeah, you know, there's a story that, excuse me, in the mid-70s that the devotees came to the Mayapur festival, and different groups of devotees came to see Prabhupada in his room.
非常精彩的分享。 这也让我想到一件事， 在70年代中的时候， 有一次麦亚普尔过节， 来自全世界的不同的奉献者都齐聚在麦亚普尔见识了Prabhupada。
And amongst the many groups of devotees who came to see Prabhupada, one group was some Sankirtan devotees from Germany.
有很多奉献者都来见Prabhupada， 其中一组奉献者是来自于德国的Sankirtan队伍， 派书的奉献者。
At the time, they had been distributing so many books.
当时他们已经派出了海量的Prabhupada的书籍了。
So they came into Prabhupada's room and they offered him their dandavats.
他们进了Prabhupada的房间之后，就立刻的五体投地的顶拜Prabhupada。
And really, dandavats, just like a stick, they fell. You could hear the thump on the floor, their bodies offering dandavats.
真的就像棍子一样，单的像棍子一样，就直挺挺的倒下去、拜下去，都听得出，这一个一个倒下去的声音。
So they were introduced as quite big book distributors.
那就有人给圣卡巴的介绍说，这些都是派书高手。
Naturally, Prabhupada was very happy to receive them.
当然，Prabhupada见到他们也特别高兴。
And, you know, he offered them, you know, his thanks, his appreciation for, you know, endeavoring, you know, with great enthusiasm to distribute his books.
圣卡巴的也表达了对他们的感激，感谢他们。 能够付出这么大的努力，热情地一直在派发他的书籍。
But then he began to ask them questions, philosophical questions.
接着Prabhupada就开始问这些奉献者一些问题，一些哲学性的问题。
And these questions they should have been able to answer.
这些问题是他们应该知道的。
Maybe they were nervous, maybe they were unsure. But they couldn't answer the questions, at least not to Prabhupada's satisfaction.
可能因为一时紧张，也可能是因为不确定那个答案， 所以总之他们给出的答案 Prabhupada 不满意或者没回答上来。
So Prabhupada told them, I don't want you to just distribute the books, I want you to study them.
所以 Prabhupada 就说我不光是希望你们去派我的书，我还希望你们去学习我的书。
You should be able to answer these questions.
这些问题都应该是你们能够回答的。
So, you know, Prabhupada often said that he wrote the books for us.
Prabhupada 也经常说，我的这些书是写给你们的，也就是说奉献者。
So I appreciate what you said about systematic study.
您提到了要系统的学习，我也是很认同这一点。
Prabhupada wanted that as well.
这也是 Prabhupada 希望的。
You know, as early as the mid-70s, or even earlier, he was speaking about, you know, systematic study and getting degrees like Bhakti Shastri and so on.
早在70年代中期，甚至更早的时候， Prabhupada 就有提过，要鼓励奉献者们要进行系统的学习，获得Bhakti Shastri 的学位等等。
Well, there's no doubt he wanted us to study his books.
毫无疑问 Prabhupada 希望我们能够认真地研习他的书籍。
And it's only through deeply studying Prabhupada's books do, you know, we get that, taste and the inspiration, you know, as we become transformed, as we start to actually realize the great value of these books, then, and only then, will we have, you know, very sustained, I would say sustained enthusiasm to distribute the books.
因为只有通过系统的研习圣帕巴的书籍，我们才能够获得品味，自己才能始终保持受鼓舞的状态。一旦我们自己发生了转变，一旦我们自己能够觉悟到这门知识的价值，我们就能够有一个持续的动力，持续的热情去派发圣帕巴的书籍。
So if we're not studying the books on a daily basis, thenYou know, our enthusiasm may waver.
如果我们没有每天都认真地研习帕巴德的书籍的话，那我们的热情就会有起伏。
You know, like a shooting star, you know, it streaks across the evening sky.
我们如果不是每天认真地研习，我们的热情就会有就会动摇，就像是流星划过傍晚的天际一样。
You know, a tremendous amount of speed and light.
速度够快，亮度也够强。
Quite amazing.
很令人惊叹。
Then gradually it kind of disappears as, you know, as quickly as it comes, it just as easily disappears.
就是流星它瞬间的绚烂之后又会瞬间的陨落，来得快也去得快。
So we should make sure that our enthusiasm is not like that, something that comes and goes. And we can only ensure that we sustain enthusiasm if we actually study Prabhupada's books on a daily basis. And then there's no doubt, really no doubt, that we will...realize the value, will experience the transformational effect, and naturally want to gift these books to others.
所以我们要保证我们的热情不是像流星一样来来去去，来得快去得快，要保证我们的热情持续不断的话，唯有通过认真的、规律的每天研习圣帕巴德的书籍，这样的话我们才能够真的体会到是能够体验到圣帕巴的书籍的价值，也能够感受帕巴书籍带给我们的转变。这样子的话，我们也就有热情，不断的去持续的派发圣帕巴的书。
So I want to thank Lakshmana Mataji, and of course behind every great Mataji is a great Prabhu, and I want to thank Yudhamanyu Prabhu.For being there, as well, the pillars of our, you know, ISKCON China.
那我想再一次感谢Lakshmana Madhaji 以及其他的一直在支持他的一直在支持这个节目的Madhaji 们，还有伟大的帕布们，当然也包括 Yuda Manu 帕布，他们都是中国使命的顶梁柱。
We may have a separate interview for him at another time.
有机会的话，可能我们可以重新安排一次节目，单独来采访 Yuda Manu 帕布。
Otherwise, this time would not have been enough.
不然的话，也这次时间看来是不够用了。
So I think, you know, there has been a lot of nice experiences you've shared, very practical, particularly in the context of book distribution. You mentioned a number of different channels in which we can distribute the books. Some of these channels devotees are already using, and perhaps for some, and open their eyes as to other possibilities.So thank you for sharing that.
感谢您 Lakshmana Madhaji， 您分享了很多您的精彩的美妙的一些经历，还有分享了您派书所用的一些渠道。当然有的其他奉献者也有在尝试，有的可能为大家又打开了新的思路，特别感谢您的分享。
Now since we've gone...Thank you. So, since we've gone for almost 2 hours, I think that we shall end here. And if devotees have any specific questions to address to Lakshmana Mataji about anything she said, you can share those with us and we'll pass them on and she can answer them in her time as she wished it.
今天我们的节目已经也快两个小时了，所以可能没有时间给大家现场提问了。如果大家有问题的话，可以收集起来，然后我们给到 Lakshmana Madhaji， 请他在方便的时候回答我们。
So we thank Sati Mataji for facilitating, and thank all of you for tuning in this morning.
感谢 Sati Mataji 安排今天早上的节目，也感谢大家花时间来聆听今天早上的节目。
Well, thanks, Shyamalila, for her translation.
感谢 Shyamalila 的翻译。
And, of course, we will thank Srila Prabhupada for gifting us this wonderful process of Krishna consciousness.
当然我们也要感恩 Srila Prabhupada 给了我们这么美妙的 Krishna 知觉的休息程序。
And for spending all of those nights, you know, rising just after midnight and translating, his books andsharing his realizations through his Bhaktivedanta purports.
Srila Prabhupada 付出了很多个夜晚，他每次都是午夜的时候就起床，醒来开始去做 Bhaktivedanta 要旨评论。
Had he not done that, I shudder to think where would we be today.
要不是 Srila Prabhupada 付出了这么多，我都不敢想今天的我们会在哪里。
But the fact that he did, as you know, the servant of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's given us and the world an immeasurable gift.
当然，圣普拉帕德是把这个服务当做对 Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur 的服务，当做对是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的服务来做的。那同时，他也给了。我们以及全世界整个世界的人们一份极为珍贵的礼物。
And, you know, we should be eternally grateful.
所以我们要永远的感恩 Srila Prabhupada.
And of course, as Prabhupada said, he only asked two things, you know, to repay him, although we cannot really repay him. He said,Just practice Krishna consciousness seriously the way I've given it and try to distribute it to others.
圣帕帕的说过，如果你们真想回报我的话，我只有两个要求，一个就是认真的修习 Krishna 知觉，按照我给你们的方式去修习。 第二个方法就是把这个程序给到其他人。
So all glory is to Srila Prabhupada.
所有荣耀归于 Srila Prabhupada.
Transcendental Book Distribution Ki Jai.
所有荣耀归于 Srila Prabhupada 超然的书籍的派发。
Samaveta Bhaktivinoda Ki Jai.
Jai.
It's I go Premanandi Hari Haribo.
Hari Haribo.
Please be well, dear devotees. Please be well.
亲爱的奉献者们，请大家多保重。Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.